Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taysom Hill views himself as a franchise quarterback. Do you? He said earlier today that he thinks he's a franchise quarterback and that the Saints are not ready to make him a franchise quarterback, even if once Drew Brees is done, then he can go somewhere else. He's scheduled to become a restricted free agent here in the next couple of weeks. Bobby, do you view Taysom Hill as a franchise quarterback at this juncture of his career?
Well, how can you? I mean, you say potential? You can't say, oh, I'm a franchise quarterback. I think you have to do something. You have to earn that right. Now, I think a lot of top college quarterbacks who are drafted, let's say, in the top 10 in the first round, when the Browns drafted Baker Mayfield, he's our franchise quarterback. Well, he could play himself out of the franchise type tag or that perception. You know, it's a perfect example. Okay, you think Mitchell Trubisky is a franchise quarterback?
No, I do not.
No, but the Bears drafted him that way. So that could be thrown around.
Ahead of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Who do you think or who do you trust as far as a franchise quarterback? But I think that he could be a starting quarterback without a doubt. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a starting quarterback. Is he a franchise quarterback? I don't know. He hasn't played enough to be truly what I'm going to say a franchise quarterback who I'm going to trust, let's say, for the next decade. And Taysom Hill's already 30 years of age. And then you look where Bridgewater's at. Now, the Vikings wanted him to be a franchise quarterback, but then he had a serious injury. So I think that franchise quarterback, you have to actually achieve greatness. Now, you could be on the back end. What I mean by greatness as far as the consistency, Philip Rivers at one time was a franchise quarterback with the Chargers, but he's not anymore. They just released him. They're going in a different direction. I think Matthew Stafford had the perception as a franchise quarterback with the Lions. He never won anything. Christian, he never even won a division. So it's not just like, okay, you got to win a division. You got to be go to the Super Bowl. You have to win playoff games. No, you have to look at the stability and how a team is sticking with you. It'd be interesting to see with Dak Prescott. Do the Cowboys franchise tag him? Or they give him a franchise contract that gives him more security?
Or do they decide to go somewhere else? Tom Brady.
And looking at the short term?
Because, this is a win-now league, as we well know. Phillip Rivers on that roster, Bobby? How do you feel? Would that be an upgrade over Dak?
Well, you know what would be the worst-case scenario, and this would not be good for Dak Prescott. You know, like Bernie Kosar, even I was part of that. The back end of your career, you go into being a backup. What if Phillip Rivers was a backup to Dak Prescott, and Dak Prescott was struggling? Would the Cowgirl fans start hollering, Rivers. Remember that thing? Well, I think it was 2 years ago. That Thanksgiving game he had against Dallas, Phillip Rivers was unstoppable. So, I mean, the Cowgirl fans ever remember that. So that's why I don't know if a guy like Phillip Rivers, he still wants to play. Will somebody let him be the starting quarterback, or could he humble himself to be a backup? I think it all depends on the scenario and the situation. But looking at Bridgewater, Christian, and that if you look at it, even though he was 5-0, it was more like a team win. And what I mean by that, it wasn't like Teddy Bridgewater was lighting up throwing for 300 yards a game, which I think you don't have to. You can manage the game at times, then you get more responsibility. Can you be critical? For instance, he only averaged 241 yards passing a game. Drew Brees was right at 300. Okay? Now, so you look at the sample size. Drew Brees, 10 games, Teddy Bridgewater, like 5.5. That Rams game, again, you throw it out
like wash.
It's almost like a 15-game schedule.
Yeah.
So Drew, for 10 games, at 300 yards. Teddy was at 241. You look at Bridgewater. He led the Vikings to the playoffs in 2015. You know what he averaged then with the Vikings 2015. That wasn't like 2005 or 2000. That was 5 years ago. He averaged 202 passing yards a game and had 14 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, and they were in the playoffs. And they should have won that playoff game. You remember against
Blair
Seattle?
Blair Walsh missed the field goal.
Yeah, they were playing outside because they're building their new stadium. So
it was a chip shot, too. It was like 15, 20 yards.
And
like
he hadn't missed a kick all season.
Yeah.
It was like unbelievable, just bad luck. So when you look at all of that, it's going to come about. And then when I look at where Taysom Hill's at, okay, Taysom Hill, he does the interview. You might say, you know what? I view myself as a franchise quarterback. Before that, we would say we view Taysom Hill as a starting quarterback. There's a difference. Are Taysom Hill, or we view him as potentially a starting a quarterback and purely a quarterback instead of a Swiss Army knife. That's my position. But to me, that's his agent in his ear saying, you got to push that, saying, no, I am a franchise quarterback. I know Sean Payton has a lot of confidence in Taysom Hill to maybe be a franchise quarterback. But that's something I think that you earn, and you're not necessarily at this time around. It would be interesting to see if Drew Brees is not in the mix, what they would actually pay, because they don't have to pay Taysom Hill, but what they would pay Teddy Bridgewater. Let's say Drew's not in the mix. Did they double what they paid him last year? Instead of giving him, let's say, $7.5 million, do they give him $15 million?
I think on the open market, there's going to be a team that might give him more than that.
Well, but look at all the quarterbacks that are available.
I know. I understand
compared
that.
Compared to last year.
I understand
yeah,
that.
You're right, the open market. But last year, the most you can get in the open market, there weren't a lot of competition with the Dolphins. It was like $11 million. So that's what he was going to get. Now, I guess you could say it goes up, salary cap and all that. But the one thing, listen, the Saints got Taysom Hill by the you-know-what. He's a restricted free agent. They could, listen, Christian, whether they're giving up a first-round draft pick or a second-round pick, they could, the compensation, they could say, okay, it's a restricted free agent. We're going to give him a first-round pick like compensation money. So, in other words, if another team wants him and we don't want to match what you're going to pay him, we get a first-round pick. So you have to pay him at least $4.5 million. Franchise quarterback, that's peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Franchise quarterbacks are making $28, $30, $35 million.
Listen, and
a year.
And even if you're a legit starting quarterback, I'd say 15-plus.
I think
you're around there.
Would this be fair if you were to take 32 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, and then the top five backups. I think Taysom Hill falls in between like 20 to say 37, right? In that range as a starter, would that be fair?
As a starter, and you're starting every game, and you have to throw the ball for sure 25 times.
In other words, he's in the top 37. 30. He's in the top 37
for sure.
Quarterbacks in the NFL.
For sure, yeah. Taysom Hill could be a starter. Now, the thing is, it's when you're having to start every game, and I've said this before, Chris, we're watching him in practice, and you'll see him make an unbelievable throw as good as anyone, then you see him not be as accurate. It's going to be here before you know it, the OTAs,
yeah.
And he's going to be slinging the rock. But it's when you have to do that five or six times a game. And, Christian, even if they, let's say, they would kind of value him a second-round pick, $3.2 million. So I'm telling you right now, is not the payday, even though with Taysom Hill's age, I don't see the. I think the Saints are going to use that to their advantage that he's restricted, and not pay him more than they have to.
I just think he's playing this as a way to get some leverage out of the Saints as to how do they view me? Do they view me as, am I going to be the successor to Drew Brees? Do they view me that way? We'll find out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.